to the Child Protection Capacity Building Workshop for Child Protection focal points that took place here in Durban. Well, the United Nations Missions Child Protection Unit, in support of the National Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration Commission, the SSPDF Child Protection Directorate and the SPLA-IO Child Protection Unit, has conducted a two-day Child Protection Capacity Building Workshop for Child Protection focal points. Well, these are focal persons for the protection of children within these entities. Now, earlier this week, we had with us in the studio, Major General Chaplain Camise Edward from the, who is the Director of Child Protection from the SSPDF. We also have Oluku Andrew, who is from the National Coordinator rather of Child DDR, National DDR Commission. And we had as well with us earlier this week, Timothy. But today we had with us in the studio, Ziao Kang. I hope I pronounced your name rightly. Thank you for joining us this morning here. Major General Chaplain, thank you for coming to Mirai Breakfast this morning. It's good to have you here again.
Thank you.
And also we have Mr. Oluku Andrew. Good morning. Good to have you, Mr. Oluku.
Yeah, thank you, Sabit, and good morning to you too.
Yes, and thank you for joining us this time. Zion Kang, we're glad to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. My pleasure.
Yes. Let's go right about now and look at this particular story, of course, about the protection that has been taking place, the workshop, rather, that took place. Well, just a brief introduction. Let's revisit the workshop. What is it all about?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the workshop has been organized with support of the UNMISS Child Protection HQ. It was a workshop for the Child Protection Focal Point from Greater Equatoria. Mm-hmm. When I mean a Greater Equatoria, the three states in Equatoria, mm-hmm. but we were able to bring also from Jonglei, because Jonglei is closer. Those one who came from Eastern Equatoria, Western Equatoria, and Jonglei, they came on land. They did not use flight, mm-hmm. and the target was 60 of them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just basically to remind them and to interact with them so that they also inform us of their feel experience and see how we can adjust if there were some challenges. All and right. Of course, in any activity, there must be some challenges.
Absolutely. Will you describe the workshop as successful so far?
Very successful. I don't know whether I can use the word successful. Very there. It was really a great workshop.
Okay, good. Major General Chaplain, just briefly on the workshop itself, let's look, of course, at it. Mr. Oluku described it as very, very successful. From your point of view as a Director of Child Protection, SSPDF General Headquarters, how will you describe the workshop so far?
From my side, I describe the workshop very excellent. Because actually we managed to remind our focal points of what we are supposed to do, the duties that they are always carrying, but we only remind them about the duties and also about the 6 grave violations. And it was actually very, very nice, and it was excellent, and there was a great participation from the participants. Mm. And we enjoyed it, actually. To my side, it is most important than the other workshops that we had been doing all the time.
Oh, that's good to know. Now, Ziao, from Child Protection Officer, Child Protection Unit, United Nations Mission in South Sudan, thank you so much for being with us as well once again. As from ANMI's point of view, and ANMI's helped organize this particular workshop, how did it go?
From my perspective, I think it went really well. We have achieved our primary objectives, which is to train the child protection focal point. This one has actually been in the comprehensive action plan that has been signed by the parties to the conflict. And ANMI's child protection has been determined to support the government and also as SPDF IO and other signatories in its implementation. So one of the items is to build a functional child protection focal point system. And we've seen how well it works in the past in the joint monitoring and evaluation in joint response. And there has been a turnover in child protection focal point. That is why now we think it's necessary, especially before the preparation for the election, to enable them and also to raise the awareness of the children's rights and the sixth grade violations. Mm-hmm. And we've seen throughout the 2 days the active participation, the engagement, the interaction. We see the participant has grasped the gist, the knowledge, and they have been provide active feedback on how to improve their work as well. So I would say this has achieved our objectives and can be considered as a success.
Yes, Oluku, just briefly, of course, let's go through some of the concerns that were raised in this workshop, particularly with all these focal points. What have been some of their concerns?
Yeah, the concerns came as the recommendation after the workshop. Some of the concerns, you know, most of them, I may say all of them, came from either the division headquarters or from the SPLI or from sector or the containment site. The challenge that they have is the mobility, you know. They base in the headquarters, which is division. They are supposed to move to brigade or battalion or company. Mm-hmm. So they have this difficulty. To move on foot, long distance is a problem. Mm-hmm. And communication. We expect them to communicate with us in the headquarters, rather in Juba, from time to time. So they have this kind of challenges. And this is mainly because of lack of resources. There is no way that we can back them up, and we have been calling for the government support.
All right. Now, Major General, one of the outcomes of this particular workshop was to enhance the capacity of the participants so they can recognize, prevent, and respond to child protections violations or to child rights violations. What's your assessment on how the workshop impacted knowledge and skills on this?
As I mentioned in the beginning, the workshop is actually a refresh workshop that remind them on what they have received, because the first training was in 2010. So from 2010 up to this time, if somebody is not very clever, he can easily forget what he actually studied at that time. So it is a reminder, and that is why we say that it was excellent, because they captured it quickly, and because they have already the background in their mind, and they have already working using the same principle, which is the sixth grade violations. It is just a reminder, and the workshop was actually fantastic, and I'm really very, very happy when we continue with that spirit. I think maybe by the end of this year, delisting will be imminent.
Oh, great. Now, Oluku, what can be done by the different armed forces to make sure that the focal points effectively use this knowledge to make an impact on changing the behaviors of their colleagues on the importance of protecting children?
Yeah, I think we need to keep in touch with them. Sometimes the flow of communication from them to us is difficult, but us here in Juba, we communicating with them and updating them on what is going on, the plan and so on, will also motivate them. We don't want to leave them like orphans.
Mm-hmm. So it's following up with them all the time.
That's right.
All right. Ziao, Anmis has done several workshops on the protection of children against sixth grade violations. What long-term challenges do you want to see from the entities that are part of these workshops? Yes, ANMIS has done a lot of several workshops on the protection of children against the sixth grade violations. Now, what long-term changes or what could you like to see from the entities that have always been part of these workshops?
And thank you so much for bringing this up. Indeed, we have been conducting a series of capacity workshops for parties to the conflict, to the government counterpart, to the community, to the civil societies. This one is actually a series of capacity building workshops for child protection focal point. This one we hold this in Juba, and the next two we'll hold it in, we'll organize it in Wau and Malacca. And after the refresher training, and also together with other capacity building workshops, we obviously hope to see a drop in the violation of child grave child right of child rights, and that is actually a benchmark that we used to evaluate how effective is all our activities, whether we will see a reduced numbers in, for instance, child recruitment and use, or rape and other forms of sexual violence. And for the child protection focal point especially, we can see the effectiveness of the workshop through the evaluation of the how the coordination and information sharing mechanisms work in the future with their respective headquarters and also with us. So we'll see when they can be the ones to monitor the child rights violations. They can be the ones to educate their colleagues to respect the rights of children, and they can serve as the intermediaries between the armed forces and groups and government and international communities. We'll see that they will. This is a positive change that we want to achieve through workshop.
All right. Now, Major General Chaplain, one of the major concern that has been expressed over the years is the issue of impunity within some forces, within some members of the armed forces. Now, how important is the aspect of accountability within the armed forces itself when it comes to, or when violations have occurred?
Thank you, Sebit. That is actually a very, very good question. In SSPDF, we have a Directorate of Military Justice. And the Directorate of Military Justice is the directorate mandated to actually see issues connected to impunity in the country. That is done by the people in uniform. Mm-hmm. And the Directorate of Military Justice, we did the support from the ministry and from the top leadership. A mobile court has been formed, and the mobile court has been functioning, moving from state to state, and it is actually going very well. And to me, I'm seeing like the issue of impunity is now a bit decreasing because of that step that taken by the military justice to actually account those who violate the right of civilians and even the right of children.
Mm-hmm. Now, the idea is to make sure that violations are prevented so they do not happen. How important was this aspect on the role of child protection focal points in prevention of grave violations during the workshop?
That's good. We actually remind them about their roles in protection and the prevention of occurrence of these violations. It is actually very important for any child protection to put in mind that it is his or her duty to fight against child rights violations. Mm. And we did the refresher training. It remind them of now prevention. Our main target now is remaining the issue of prevention and accountability. These two aspects, if we actually take it off and put it strong measures, like one of the recommendation they put, they said a new command orders need to be issued. Yeah. New punitive orders need to be issued. I think by issuing all these command orders and these punitive orders and the duties that the military justice is actually performing, this will bring an end to impunity in the army or in the organized forces.
Great. Now, and that's exactly what we should look at the moment. Looking briefly on some of the recommendations that happened, Mr. Oluku, just take us through some of the recommendations and final of what next.
Yeah, what the participant recommended is that we have to reach out. We know some of them came from as I mentioned, that came from Eastern Equatoria and Jongole, and then Western Equatoria, of course, the majority from Central Equatoria. Mm-hmm. They recommended of this such kind of reminder training, refresher training, including for the beneficiary who benefited from training, that we need to go down. But on that, the UNMISS field offices has been doing that. But also for us at the national level, we need to reach to them. And I think their recommendation is in place. We need to keep on empowering them, reminding them of what they've been tasked to do.
Great. Now that this workshop is done and the participants are going back to the field, what's your word of encouragement to them and their colleagues on the need to put this knowledge into use?
I think the commitment is important. Let us not look at some of the challenges to block our effort, our commitment. So my appeal to them is that they need to. The challenges must be there. And there is nothing which is 100% is clear, easy. So we appeal to them. Let them, despite of the challenges, let them do what is expected out of them.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Ziao, just lastly, as a child protection unit, what are your words to the partners on the importance of evaluating progress and checking gaps in this work?
As child protection, UNMISS child protection unit, we actually has been working together closely with parties to the conflict, including the government, in evaluating the implementation of the comprehensive action plan and how well the signatories has progressed in preventing and halting the sixth grade violations. And the new report will be out closely. Mm-hmm. And our words to the partners is they are not only the stakeholder, they are the owner of this work in protecting children in South Sudan, and we are here to support them to, despite the challenging and complex situations, to work jointly to contribute to the compliance with the mandatory derivatives that General Chaplin just mentioned, with national and international obligations, and give children in South Sudan a better future.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Major General Chaplin, your final remarks, please, in words.
My final remark or my words goes direct to my colleagues, the division commanders. These self-protection officers has received the refresh training, and they are now going back to the divisions. My final word is that let them work together with the division commander. Let the division commander support their work. Let the division commander allow them to exercise their duties as child protection officers, not to redeploy them in a certain duties apart from child protection officers. Mm-hmm. And by doing so, we will achieve our goal, that is a child-free army in South Sudan, in SSPDF Woye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Major General Chaplin Kamiz, for coming to Mirai Studios. Thank you, Mr. Oluko Andrew. We do appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Ziao Kang. Thank you for coming to Mirai Studios.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.